Shir Chav Zayin Melicha continued Chav Av Shvat Etav Shemim Gimel February 9th, 1983 on Wednesday continued.
We don't accept this teretz that lay mishir. So mimele, this din of the Mishneh that loy kore is mutea has in ill. So aleif kirei. So when Gemara says that it is mutea, that is mutea, we call it ill. So the Mishneh has reference to tzli. Because by tzli we say kibbeli kachpeyote, but by bishul we don't say kibbeli kachpeyote. By bishul we don't say kibbeli kachpeyote. In other words, if you are mivashi lechtichas bosom, that wasn't nilach. So it's also machile. We don't say kibbeli kachpeyote. It's only by tzli. So the fire causes the dam to drip down and to come out and to drip down. So we say kibbeli kachpeyote. Masheinke. There is a machlokes rishonim as to whether by milicha we say kibbeli kachpeyote. But even the rishonim we say that we do say kibbeli kachpeyote by milicha. So it's only when it was salted on a salting board that is placed in his slant or in a klim yukev. So there is the adam kovim. So there is an outlet for the dam to come out. Mashenke, if it's a klim rishonim yukev and it's not placed in slant, so then of course we cannot say kibbeli kachpeyote. Now, so that depends. According to Rashi in the Rambam, when the Mishneh says Lo Korein Eiver Olov, so the Mishneh is referencing to the case of Bishul. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Lishan Elein Dishir does not remain in the Maskon of the Gemara because it's based upon Kibbeli Kachpeyote. So when the Mishneh says Rikorin Eivalov, the Mishneh is referenced exclusively to the case of Tzli. So there we say Kibbeli Kachpeyote, but Al the Bishul it's Oseh. It's Oseh. Al the Bishul it is Oseh. Yeah, this is Rametam Shite. Then the Ramban Shite, so according to Rametam, the whole concept of Shana Leiv Dishie does not remain in the Maskon of the Gemara. The Ramban says something else. He says that the concept of Leiv Dishie remains in Maskone also. But it doesn't mean that Leiv is so Shie that there couldn't be Bliya Yim al Debish. That not, because even if it's smooth, it still has very minute pores. It doesn't mean that there are no pores at all. It means Leiv Shie, it means that the pores are much, much smaller than the other organ, the other parts of the vein. So Mimele, because of Shie, so Al Bitzli it cannot be Nivla. Al Bitzli it cannot be Nivla. But Al Bisho, of course it can be Nivla. Even though it's Shie. Shie doesn't mean that it's absolutely smooth. It means that on a relative scale, it is smooth. It is smooth. In other words, so Mimele, Al Bitzli it cannot be Nivla. So we don't even have to resort to Kibbeli Kachpeyote. But it cannot even be nivla al bitzli. Masheinkin al dibisho, so it can be nivla. So we have three shittas of Hashem. One shittas of Hashem is the shita of Rashi in the Rambam, that the reason as to why Lui Korei Nivra Olov is because Shana Leiv Dishie. And the Chie and Yim al dibisho, it's not nivla. So Yim al dibisho, it's muta. Now, because it's not nivla. Then there is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that Shana Leiv Dishie does not remain in the Maskon of the Gemara. So too, according to that Chie, so it's Mutalim al the Bishul. But since we pass like Chavez Din, Mulyaisi Shore, so mainly we explain the Din of the Mishneh on the basis of Kibbeli Kachpeyote. If it's on the basis of Kibbeli Kachpeyote, and there is no concept of like the Shie, so mainly when the Mishneh says, Loikorin Eivralov, it has reference only to Tzli, not to Bishul. And then there is the Shita of the Ramban, there is the Shita of the Ramban that that the channeling the Shia remains a Maskana of Gemara, but it doesn't mean that it's absolutely smooth. There couldn't be Blia altogether. There could be Blia al the Bishul, but al the Tzli. So there couldn't be Blia. So in other words, we don't have to resort to the principle of Kibele Kapilte. There is an Afkemine. If we have to resort to Kibele Kapilte, then we have to make sure that the lathe was being boiled on fire for a certain time. But suppose it was boiled on fire for a few moments only, so then we couldn't say Kibele Kapilte. If it is on the basis of Shana Lev Dishia, as the Ramban says, so it couldn't even be Nivla, so no matter, even if it hadn't been boiled on fire for a sufficient time, just for a moment or two, so it's not Osa because it's not in Nivla, because it's relatively smooth. It's relative. So we have these three Shittas Rishayim. Now, one second, please let me explain everything. Please let me explain. Now, so then there is about the dam. Now, I said before that there are two types of dam in the lake. One type of dam is the regular dam that is contained in every bosom. In other words, dam amuvle, bivor, dam amuvle bivor. And the dam amuvle bivor, there is certainly no chiyuv kores, because only dama nefesh there is a chiyuv kores. But there could be a lav, there could be malkes too, but no kores. Then there is the dam that is contained in the ventricles, in the auricles, in the halal alei. So that there is a chiyuv kores. There is a chiyuv kores. So then there are three shittas rishayim. There are many rishayim who say that even the dam that is contained in the halal alei, they are also of two types. Because in order to be chayuv kores, it has to be dama nefesh. So the rif shite and the rambam shite, perek vov, milches macholes asures, halochet gimel, halochet dalet, and the rif, in kol haboso, and the rosh, is, I think, paragraph chofei, the rosh, so they have the shite on the basis of the Gemara in Krisis Dafchal Beis. You go over the Gemara in Krisis Dafchal Beis, you'll see. There are two Gersois in the Gemara. Anyway, so the shite of the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh is that in the dam, as far as the dam that is contained in the Halal Aleid is concerned, so there are also two types. One dam is the dam that you always find in the lake. You always find dam in the lake because the heart is the pump. So you always find dam in the lake. You won't, because if not for the fact that there is always dam in the lake, then neither a human being nor an animal could exist. So you always find dam in the lake. Always. In the halal lake. Always. At any given moment in the life of a human being or in the life of an animal, so you find dam, fluid dam, in the halal lake. And then when you shech the behemoth, so as a result of the shchite, there is an excess of dam that starts flowing into the heart. As a result of the shchite. So as a result of the shchite. So the shita of the Rif and the Rambam is, the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, which is dam anefesh, that is chayv kores, only the dam that is always in the heart. So that's the dam anefesh that is chayv kores. But the dam that just came, flew into the heart as a result of the shchite, there is this sudden flow of blood, in form of jet, at the time of shchite, there is an excess of blood that starts flowing through the heart, through into the heart. So that is not dam anefesh, it's also something that I said, there is a lav, but chorus is not chayv. That's the shite of the Rif and the Rambam. The shite of the Yireim, and the Magid Mishnah mentions that in the name of other Rishayim, Yesh Meforshim, is just the opposite. That the dam that is always found in the heart, so that's not dam anefesh, you're not chayv chorus. But davke the dam that starts flowing into the heart in the form of a jet as a result of the shchite. So that is the damane, Yisrael comes. Then the shita of Rashi, they call it Rashi's girsa, that from base increases, that on both types of blood, there is a chiv kores. Everything is a dam nefesh. Whether it's the dam that you always find in the heart, in the halalei, or the dam that starts flowing into the heart from the other ivorim, as a result of the shchite, is also dam nefesh. I mean, I'm mentioning these three shittas. I'm mentioning. Now let's see the two. Halev miskavitz adam b'seichel b'shashchik l'fichoch tzorech l'kerei kedem l'ichel u'lehi domei u'lemelche arakei molche v'likorei kerei acham l'chosei u'muter af al pi shenimlach im adam sh'b'seichel d'chipele itach peyotei. So first the two discusses the case not of bishchik, but now, because you have to empty a kotel open before the melichah, because there is a lot of blood contained in the halal alei, if you are melichet, if you put a salt on top of the heart outside before you cut it open, so then as a result of the heat produced by the melech, so some of the dam or the fluid dam inside contained the halal will be nivla in the deven alei, So he says no. Even though it is true, but we say kibeilei kach peyotei. Avo pishenim lachim adam shabisechei dichibeilei kach peyotei. Now, the Gemara says they are in connection. The Mishnah says loikorei nevro. So according to most Rishonim, except Rashi and Rashi and the Rambam, so it has reference to tzli, not the Mishnah. So Rabbi Tam says that the teretz of Gemara Shana Leiv Dishiyeh does not remain in the Masmanim. It's only derech Tchiyeh Baal. So the Melee, when the Mishnah says Likori Neivarolov, has reference only to the case of Tzli. Case of Tzli. So but, and why? Because Kipel Kach Peyotei, that's what Rabbi Tam says. But there the Gemara says that the Mishnah has reference to Tzli. So by Tzli we say Kipel Kach Peyotei. Mashin can hear the Torah. The Torah mentions it in connection with Melech and Natsli. He says, Molchiv Likore. There was no Tzli, but it was just Melech. But the Melech took place on top, outside, on the lave, on the surface of the lave, without being cut open. So he said, we saw when we learned Simen Ayin, that there is a machlekes reshenim as to whether we do say kibeli kach peyote ligabe melichet. Some reshenim say there is no, the din of kibeli kach peyote only applies to tzli, not the melichet. So, but the two shita is that it applies kibeli kach peyote to melichet as well. That's why he says molchel likorei kirei acham melichosei muta afal pi shenimlachim adam shebisechei dechibeli kach peyote. So because of Rambam, v'apilu im bishle v'likore kere v'akein muta ahakein muta. Why? Because shana leiv d'shiyeh. So that's the sheet of the Rambam, that's the sheet of Rashi. So even while the bishle is muta, v'rabne, in other words, it's not on the basis of kibeli kach peyotei, but on the basis of shana leiv d'shiyeh. V'rabne tam pireish af opi lishon et almide im psochim shana leiv d'shiyeh pirush v'nibaleya umutea afilu im bishle v'likriye limaskon v'likoye oche לפיכוך אם בישלי בקריא עושה ואם להתיר אלו בקריא של אחס ויוסי שימצא לי ולקורא איתי להכך ואפילו לדברי הרמב״ם אם בישלי עם הבוסו ולקריא איסר הבוסו in other words, so he says even according to the Rambam who says that in the Masconi so Shana Leiv D'Shiyeh remains so it's only if the leaf was cooked in a pot by itself. So then we say even though it was cooked in the pot by itself without being cut open, so we're not afraid less the dam that was inside the halal aleiv was nivra and the deifen aleiv. It couldn't be nivra because it's smooth, there are no pores, so it couldn't be nivra. So but suppose the aleiv that was that was intact, was not cut open, so was put in the pot together with Adachtichas Boso. So the Adachtichas Boso, the Adachtichas Boso will be Biosa. Biosa. Why? Because Shanaliv Dishie, in other words, it requires bigger pores. That's the Chiddush. It requires bigger pores to be through which to be Nivla than the size of the pores that are required in order to be Nivla. So in other words, that doesn't mean, I mean, everybody is made there, that every tissue, every animal tissue has pores. I mean, it's an impossibility not to have pores. But the pores are relatively very small. So the male, because of the smallness of the pores, so it couldn't be nivra with these pores, but it could be nivra with these pores. So the male, if he put in the pot an uncut heart and adachtichas boso, so the blood that was contained in the halal alei, so will be niflat, will come out through the minute pores, and it will be nivla in the tissue of the adachtichas boso. That's what he said. Vafili diva rambam bishlim rabosa v'lichriye yisra rabosa v'yitzor shishim k'neged alei v'yadinon kamen ofek m'nei. Now suppose he cooked the heart that was uncut, open. So together with adach tichas of boso, so the adach tichas of boso become osa, unless there is shishim. Shishim neged what? Shishim neged the total size of the blood. But we don't know how much blood there was. So Mimele, since we don't know how much blood there was, so we require shishim neged the whole size of the heart. The whole size. Because the Yadinon come enough with me. V'yeshemrim shim. In other words, then there is a machlikas aposki. Some say that when do we say tzor shishim kineged aleiv, because we are dinon kamenofik nei, so we cannot take a guess as to how much blood there is, and we have to take the maximum. So what is the maximum? The whole size of the aleiv. That is only if the aleiv before it was put in the pot was not salted. But suppose the aleiv was salted, but it was salted while it was uncut. So the mele is so since it was salted while it was uncut, so mele it did. So the salting on the outside surface of the aleiv had the effect of drawing out all the dam amuvla. It didn't have the effect of drawing out the fluid dam that is contained in the halal aleiv, but the dam amuvla b'deifen aleiv, so the salting was able to extract like any other tiras basa. So the salting extracts from all the dam amuvla, b'ivoy. So what remained? The fluid dam in the halal aleiv. As far as that is concerned, we can take a fair guess, and we can make an approximate assessment how much blood was contained, whether it was a pint of blood or half a pint or a fourth of a pint or a tenth of a pint. An expert can make an approximate assessment. That's the sheet of the marshal. And then the others, Rav Poskin, they say no, that even if the heart was salted, but since it was salted before it was cut open, so too the salting had the effect of drawing out the dam amuvla, definitely. But it did not. But we don't know how much dam was contained. How much dam was contained in the halal aleiv? So why don't we say, let's cut it open now and see and measure it? No, that's no raya, because a great portion of the dam, of the fluid dam that was originally contained in the Halal Aleif, might have been nivra in the Deifen Aleif. So Memele, we still have to be Mishaya in the maximum, and we require Shishin neged the whole Aleif. So there is a Machlekes Apostin, the Mashal and the others. When we say Yitzorch Shishin keneged Aleif, the Liadinon coming off in Aleif, so the Mashal says that's only in the case where the heart was not salted before it was put in the pot. But if the heart uncut open, so was salted, so then we don't require Shishin neged the whole size of the Aleif, but we make an approximate assessment how much dam was contained in the Halal Aleif. And some say there's a Mashal Shishin, and some say how can we make an approximate assessment? How? What, you'll cut it open after the bishul? But maybe more than half of it was nivra after the salting. So it was nivra in the course of the bishul process into the Deifen Aleif. So how can you be Mishaya? So Mele, you always have to. So those who are Chilek and Mashal, they say you always have to be Mishaya 60 neged the whole size of the Aleif. V'yeshem rum shim Aleif. Dobu beif shekulei nasen evele v'tzorch shishin kineged kolei v'lo yire. Now there are some who say that if the leif is dobu beif, so then the whole leif becomes nevele. The whole leif becomes nevele because of isadobuk. The aloch of isadobuk. So in other words, so nevele we require shishin. So shishim neged the whole chicken, because it's dovuk, because there is dam in the leiv, and the leiv is attached to the rest of the chicken. So it's like one big chatiche, in which dam is nivra. So mimele becomes an isa dovuk, and mimele we require shishim neged. So suppose you have other things, other chatiches basal, together with the chicken, so you require 60 portions, 60 measures in the adach tichas boso, whatever you have in the pot, neged the size of the whole chicken, because of the aloche of isadol. Veloin here, and then he says, so the Torah says veloin here, why loin here? So the Prisha says loin here, perush da'afu eif atzmein in esa, ki shishiyei shishim negdei imoreti. ושור בוסו שבדירה וכל שכין שאין צורך סמך נגד כל העיר אפילו מנדום עד עשרים ביסדובו החתיכה עצמו מכל מוקים הספירו לרבינו להמרינו החתיכה נאסס נביאו אלו בבוסו בכל. So the preacher explains that the reason is why the Torah says לא נהירה that we never require שישים נגד כל העיר, because the Torah Lishito say the Torah paskens in Simen Tzadik Reis in other places like Rabbi Nefraim Shite that the whole aloche of Tichan Asis Nevele applies only to Basab Cholof, it doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim, so it certainly doesn't apply to Dam, to Bnei Dam. Mashe, the implication being that according to the Ramor, once we pasken like the Rishenim that the aloche of Tichan Asis Nevele applies to other Yisurim too, so then we have to accept the chite of Yitzor Shishim Neged Kolei. But if you'll see if you look in Siv Zayin in the Shach in Simenayim Beis in Shulchan Aruch, now there he says, and we'll go over again, I mean, but just in order to know what Siv Zayin the Shach discusses. So he says in the in Siv Beis the Mechaber said as follows: Molchiv Likorei Kirei Achar Melechose Umuta Afo Pishenim Lachim Adam Shebisichei Techibei Likach Peyote. In other words, like Rabbi Tamshi, V'yu Adinim Tzolei V'Likorei Shekir Lachatz Liyose Umuta, because Kibei Likach Peyote Avol Im Bishli B'Likriye Oser Ad Shehi Samach Keneged Aleiv Do Yadinon Kamu Nofet Mnei Ad Shehi Samach Keneged Aleiv Do Yadinon Kamu Nofet Mnei. So the Mechaber says that we only require samach keneged aleif, but not samach keneged the whole chicken, even though the leif itself is attached to the chicken. So memeli it's an isadavuk. That's the shita that the Torah mentions. But the tour says lo nihira. So the mechaber passes like the tour. Now, according to the Prishe, so the reason is why the mechaber passes like the tour, because the mechaber too passes like having a fry, that we don't apply the principle of chtichanasis nevele by shori sorin. It only applies to trupas of cholon. But see what the shach says in Siv Zayin. In Siv Zayin. Or he says, then the Ramos says, "Vafilu b'dike samer halev atzmi oser." Halev atzmi oser. Why is the halev atzmi oser? So he says, "Vafilu b'dike samer halev atzmi oser." Hatam kosa b'tirashatos shom dinvo. Now, so you could say, because chtichanas is nevele, but so then it could only hold true according to the Rishenim who passed chtichanas is nevele by shori sorin. But according to the Rishenim who passed like Rabbi Ephraim, we couldn't say vafilu b'dike samach halei v'atzmi oser. So no, so the Shach says no. Hatam kosa b'tiras chatos shom dinvo b'shem ari v'agoy shari dure mishum dui pomim adam shebelev mizbashe v'nisya b'ishkulei b'chala aleiv v'niyitzel chutz. So v'niyitzel chutz. So that's why, so it becomes nivra. So that's why the leiv atzmi is oser. So he says, even the Ramo who says, so it's not because of Tichanasis Nevele. But the Ramo paskens, like the Rishenim, that we apply the principle of Tichanasis Nevele to Shori Surin, so then the Leiv Atzmi should be Oseah because of Tichanasis Nevele. So he says, no. So, v'atam, v'od l'rosa l'mitam sh'aliv atzmi nasin v'ilem adam sh'besiche sh'dobik bei kvokos of marisho di linyan zeh mahane sh'yosei d'leiv du l'amrinon di mimaya livlei atvei misho boso v'chiyach kei midiv ha'shar v'ilem v'chein mivuya das mashal shom v'chein kosav hadar kimeishe behedye di loi kater azov sh'osa l'mitam di nasis nevele. So in other words, so that I tell God the Levush agrees with the Prisha. The Prisha says the reason is why the Torah says Lo'inire, because the Torah Lishito say Paschus like Rabbi Ephraim. So Mimele, we pass that Chtichas Minas Nevele applies to Sho'ol Yisurim. Mimele, the Aloha Chisad God also applies to Sho'ol Yisurim. So the reason is why Yitzorich Shishim Kineget Koloeiv is because of Isadovuk. It's of Isadovuk. Mashein Kein so the priest has to say that the reason is why the Torah says Loimire, because the Torah is Shitose. But once we accept the Shite of the Ram that Chtichanas Nevele applies to all Isurim, so then we should require Shishim Kineget Kolei. But the Shach says, the Sar says, in the name of the Mari, even though it's not really smooth, so that it couldn't be Nesar the Bishul, but it is relatively smooth, the tissue of the heart. So Mele, Luyin Zem, Mahaneshi Osei, Dileiv, Luyam Rinun, Mayoliv Luyatvei, because remember that there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach as to why we say Isadavuk. Why we say Isadavuk? So the Taz says that the reason as to why we say Isadavuk is because if it's an Isadavuk, let's say you have the kidney of the behemoth and the chilev is attached to the kidney of the behemoth. So then we require shishin, and you have other chtichas bosom in the pot. So then we require shishin not only neged the size of the chilev that is attached to the kidney. Let's say the size of the chilev that is attached, the chilev shall gabi atlois has the size of a kazais, but the kidney in its entirety has the size of five zaysim. So then we would require shishim neged six zaysim. In other words, one kazais of the chilev itself, and then five gzeisim in the size of the volume of the kidney, together it's six gzeisim. So in other words, so if the chilev that is attached to the kidney is put in the pot, and then you have many other chatiches. So all the chatiches boso in the pot will be osa, unless the other chatiches boso have 60 times 6. 60 times 6 gzeisi. That's an isadol. So why do we apply the concept of isadoluk? So the shach says, the ta says, because it's possible that in the course of cooking, so the kidney portion so was lifted after all the pot is covered. And suppose the pot is not covered, but usually no one stands and watches it to see whether every chtiches boso was always remained below the level of the reed. So sometimes in the course of the cooking, so because of the pressure, the temperature, so certain chatiches boso become buoyed up, and they are elevated. They are elevated above the level of the reed. And when that happens, so then it's considered as if that chatiche that is buoyed up and is lifted above the level of the reed, as if it had been boiling by itself in a separate pot. What difference does it make whether it is cooked in the pot by itself or it's in the same pot, but in the course of the cooking for one moment it is boiled up and it is raised, so then it's considered as if it was cooked by itself in the pot. So Mimele, the reason is why we say that isadobuk, if let's say the chilev is attached to the kidney and that is put in the pot together with many other chtiches, so then we require shishim not only neged the kazayis of the chilev, but neged the 5 gzeisim of the kidney as well. In other words, we require shishim neged 6 gzeisim. 60 times 6 gzeisim in order to be muter, because we are chishish, maybe for one moment the kidney to which the chilev was attached was buoyed up and was lifted above the level of the reed. So at that time, that moment, it was buoyed by itself. So maybe it became osa. It became osa. And then, so even though later on it was pushed down, but it already remained osa. That's the reason, that's the explanation of isadovik according to the task. According to the shach, at that time I mentioned, it's the shach in Simenayim Veis. So this is the shach. According to the Shach, so the reason as to why we say Isadobuk is because if the chilev is attached to the kidney, so then at first all the blie, all the minute particles of chilev that are niflat from the chilev, and they become absorbed first, in the first few minutes, it's all nivla in the kidney. And then it spreads in the rest of the day. So the first 5 moments, so let's say the first few moments, so there is enough blie, there is such a concentration of blie in the kidney that the chilev was able to give a tam of chilev in the kidney. But then, in the course of the cooking, it spreads, so it is evenly distributed in the rest of the gdere. So at the end of the cooking process, so then there isn't a concentration of blie of chilev in the kidney so that one could detect a tam chilev in the kidney. But the first moments of the cooking process, there was a concentration of particles, of minute particles of chilev in the kidney, to such an extent that if somebody were to taste, let's say, after 5 moments, suppose he put everything in the gdere at 9 o'clock in the morning. If somebody, and it cooked until 10 o'clock, if somebody were to take out, to taste the kidney at 5 minutes after 9, he might have detected the tam chilev in the kidney. But when he tastes it at 10 o'clock, so then he doesn't detect it. So at one moment, there was such a concentration of minute particles of chilev in the kidney that one could detect, had he tasted the kidney, he could detect a tam chilev in the kidney. So mele we say chticha nasis mele. That's the shach stam. So mele the shach says that the reason as to why the tour says loy nihire is not only because the tour is shitosim. not only because the Torah Shitosei, he passes like Rabbi Ephraim. This Lo Nihire could hold true even according to the Ram, that we do say Chtichanas in the Veil by Shor Yisurim. But in this case, vis-a-vis the Leiv, in view of the fact that the Leiv is relatively more smooth than any other Chtichas Bosor, so here, on account of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the Leiv, so even in the first moments of cooking, so there couldn't be a concentration of Bria, of the dam in the leaf, because the leaf could only, true that we do not say leaf shear in respect to Bishl, but so in Bishl there could be Bria, in spite of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leaf, in spite of the minuteness of the pores in the leaf, but there could be only a minimum Bria. So there couldn't be concentration of Bli of Dam in the Leiv. So we mainly couldn't apply the concept of Isadobuk of Tichanas Nevel. This is what he says. He says, V'hodol yosali mitam shalev atzmeli nas nevelem adam shebesiche shudolik vei, kvakos of Marishom, v'nizeh mehane shiosei de Leiv, v'amrinu nimaya levliya tvei mishobos. All right, now. So v'lo nira, v'yei shemrin, shimoev minutach l'insochim, ועליו באחד מהם שיש לוחוש שמו איסוך תיכו נשאר לבדו ברייטי ונסרו ואיסרס האחרס. In other words, that's the term of the Taz as to why we apply the concept of Tichanas Nevele. So he rejects that term too. ולא נהירה, ולא מנוחש לזה. ושמעתי מעדיני אובי אורו זל, שהוא יומקובל, שאיני אפשר יהי בישישים כנגד ליבי. Now, so for Friday, we'll go over the Simen Ayin Veis, with all the Taz and the Shachs. And then, next week, and we'll also go over, for Friday, you should be prepared. And you should go over the Simen Ayin Gimel in the Torah and Lechol Apoches, all the Mechabers and the Ramos in Simen Ayin Gimel. We should finish Hilchos Melicha by the end of next week.
Shir Chav Ches and Melicha, Chav Ches Shvat, Heitov Shemem Gimel, February
11th, 1983, on Friday. So the lady has the fluid down in the halal aleih. So the melee, before miriche, one has to cut it open and empty out the dam. V'yoz muter afil levashel. V'yeish machmir levashel. This is just a chumra. I mean, it's not really more. V'yeish machmir levashel. So the Taz says, Hatam shemu levashel b'lo yitri. So it's a chumra. Because of Al-Zeh B'Al-Kemesha, Shemaiti Merabi, Merabi, Shemakir, Bilei Adim Mubash, Le'achar Amlich, Bechim Kosef Mashal, Le'okir Buzi, Sheyuzir Ozu B'Tal Mulei Gendo. So in other words, no one is Machna. It's a Chumre over and above, the Dine Dignore, and once you boil the liver, so you're allowed to boil it.
The heart?
What is it? I mean, the way.
Right. Rosh Hashifa?
Yeah,
right. May I ask, as far as the dam inside, can't it become baked and dried substance inside while it's during the cooking process? And then what helps Korea after the cooking? What would help?
No, I mean, we're not talking about the lady being boiled. We are talking about being boiled. So that's the machlekes l'shem I mentioned that we shittes because the loy kore in evil, loy kore in evil. And then there's gemara in psochim. We went over this gemara last time. There's gemara in psochim that gemara says that miyaisi ishoy. Why? Because kibili kachpilti. So the gemara says in psochim leim misayel because aleiv kere. So he says loy kore in evil. My love, mission to be like a belt. So Gemara says no. The Gemara is matre. Shana leiv d'shir. So the shita of Rashi and the Rambam is that shana leiv d'shir remains in the maskon of Gemara. The shita of Tzitzis is it does not remain in the maskon of Gemara because it's only derech priya. But I leave it there because, but since we do pass that we are seeing Shore because it's very capable, so then we don't have to resort to the explanation of Shana Leib Dishir. So in Meile Dili, it does not remain in the Maskone, Shana Leib Dishir. And then there is the Shita of the Ramban, that Shana Leib Dishir does remain, but it only applies to Tzliye, not to Bishy. So Shana Leib Dishir, because Leib Dishir, some mele, it is muter al the tree, even without kibeli kapeyote. But it's not absolutely smooth. In other words, Leib Dishir means it's relatively smooth. The pores in the tissue of the heart are relatively very small. So they are frishites. So Aleiv miskabitz adam b'seichet b'shashchita u'kirotzor u'kirikinim lichet u'leitzidom il molcha akar b'yoz muter afil levashel v'yeish machmir levashel rak tzir neisei. But we don't machmir, we don't follow up this one. So he says tzorach l'korikinim lichet u'leitzidom il molcha akar v'achakach levashel molcha v'leitkorei. Suppose he was meleach and he was not kireyach kireyach ha'molechosim ומותר, אף על פי שנמלח עם אדם שביסר יחיבי לקח ביודי Why? In other words, because not like Rashi and the Rambam, because in other words that I live the MS, since we do say יחיבי לקח ביודי, so Mimele, the reasons why we call it evil of because יחיבי לקח ביודי ועדים צולי ולקורת שקרי לאחץ ליוסי ומותר אבל אם בישלי בלקריה is also not like the Rambam and Rashi. The Mechaber usually follows up the Shittas Rambam, but here he doesn't even mention the Shittas Rambam. אבל אם בישלי בלקריה is also עד שהיא סמך כנגד הלי נגד הלי דו ידין on coming up with me. So in other words, so that is true according to all the Shem except Rashi and Rambam. So, Ben the Rishani, who say that Shana Leib Dishir does not remain in Maskon of Gemore, and Ben the Rishani like the Ramban, that Shana Leib Dishir does remain in Maskon of Gemore, but it doesn't mean Shie, absolutely that it cannot be nivra. In other words, it's relatively smooth. So the pores are very, very minute. So the mele, al the tzli, it cannot be belaya. But al the bishul, it can be belaya. Alright. Vapu, so he says, al the bishul richly osir, achi sabach in egale, we are dinon kamen nofik menei, sabach in egale. So, here he says, let's see what it passes. So there's the kasha that the Rishonim raise against the Gemara. The Gemara says, "How will you say shor? Why? Because kibuli kafil." Then the Gemara says, "In misayel, how will you care? Loi kori neivor. My love, kibuli kafil te loi." Loi shane lay the sheep. But the Gemara says, the Gemara at first apply the principle of the Bili Kafilte. In other words, if we do accept, and the truth is that we do accept the deen of the Bili Kafilte. So then it is muter, even though he didn't call it open. He didn't call it open before the Melicha, before the tree. He didn't call it open. Why? Because Kibili Kafilte, but we have a cloud. Kibili Kafilte only applies to Dam Plate, but not to Dam Be'er. In other words, suppose you have a piece of meat being on the shvut, being boiled on the fire, and then somebody will have, the cup will have Dam, real Dam that is squeezed out from the Be'er. And then he'll spill from the glass, from the cup, the dam and the chtichas bosor that is on the shput. So to become osa, we wouldn't say kibili kachbeite, because we only apply the principle of kibili kachbeite ligabi tam dam plate, dam that was nifla from the chtichas bosor. So it's very, very minute. So mele we say kibili kachbeite, but dam bien, which is relatively heavy and viscous, so then we do not say that whatever is nivla again. And here we are talking about a heart that wasn't cut open, so it has a lot of fluid dam contained. That's dam the end. So the mele, how can we apply the principle of kibbuli kachbeite? So that's the kash. Shemaykel achiv amrinu kibbuli kachbeite gabi dam pleite v'li gabi dam the end v'dam alev ham kitam tzolu v'yesh li yashiv ksas v'chitin v'derech adam shalev. So says that the reason as to why we apply the principle of kibili kachpeyote ligabi the fluid dam contained in the chalalei, even though we doesn't apply the principle of kibili kachpeyote, does not apply to dam be'en, because since the dam halei is usually dries up inside the heart, of course, as long as the behemoth lives, so then there is circulation of the blood, so it doesn't dry up. But here we're talking of a behemoth that was nishchato. So the mele, so when the behemoth is nishchato, there is no circulation of blood, so then the derech of the dead dam it contained in the halal alei is to dry up. So the mele, if it dries up, so the mele, it has the same thinness. It's considered as thin as dam plate. So the mele, we can apply the aloche of kibbuli kachbeite. In other words, briefly, it means that the dam contained in the halal alei has the status of dam plate, not of dam plate. Dam plate. All right. Avon bishle do ikriye, so osa, sid gimu. Do ike rambam di posak lahati on mikiya hatiris big more, shana li di shiye do libo. Then he says, osa ache yi samach kenegin alay. Vikosa di teres hatos fa u zayin, u di lo ike shari dure, she kosa nege dam halei lechut. Dam halei lechut. In other words, the The Shabdua says that we don't need Shishim Neged, the whole volume, the whole size of the heart, but Neged the Dam Halev Lechut. The Rasha was a Pshomni. That too, when the Tur says, now, the Lashon of the Mechaber that was taken from the Tur. So the Tur says, Avon Mishri Belitri Oserachi Samach Neged Halev. Suppose you measure up, you determine how much dam, fluid dam was contained in the halale. Halale, let's say, you find out that the fluid dam contained in the halale was a fourth of a pint. So then, shishi neged, one fourth of a pint will not be enough. Why? Because we don't know how much dam is contained in the daven aleih, because the heart has two types of blood. It has the fluid dam that is contained, the visible fluid dam that is contained in the halalei, and then it has the dam amuvla, the invisible dam, like any other eda. So the mele, the shaldume says that we only need chishim, neged, the quantity of dam that is contained in the halalei. So, but the Torah says no. Why does the Torah say that we need shishim neged, the whole size of the lei? Because besides the fluid dam contained in the halal lei, there is an undetermined quantity of dam contained in the deepen lei, and we don't know how much. So in the melee we take the maximum. So the Mashal says that there is no stir between the shalei dure and the Torah. Mashal was absorbing it. That too, my Rashi knew how he would die. Al Koch of Zorik Samer, and then you're late. Al Shari Dure, my Rashi knew how he would die. Veisham Ragdam Hakonus, Uboze in Shayach, Lul Yadinon Kamenohat. Udvor Vir Mike Abifeirush, Divratu. So at first the Taz says that it's mistabel like the Mashal. Now, what does the Mashal say? The Mashal says that there is no machlekes between the two and the Shaibu. In other words, so when the two says that actually Samach Kenegad Aleiv, the two is reference to the case where the lei was nisbashel without being nimlach first. So the mele, the Dama Mugla B'Deifin Aleiv was not taken out, was not drawn out, because there was no milich. So in Mele, the two requires the Shishim neged all the Dam, but we don't know exactly how much Dam is contained in Deifin Aleiv, so we take the maximum. Mashayim Ki, the Sharadure has reference to the case where the heart, in an uncut state, was salted. So the mele, the salt took out all the damaguva, like any other tichas basar. So, but what didn't the salt take out? The fluid dam contained in the halalei, as far as the fluid dam that is contained in the halalei is concerned, so the shite of the shalim dure is that can be determined, can approximately be determined. That's now. There is no doubt that when the Shaladura, in respect to the Shaladura Shikha, that when the Shaladura says we do not require Shishim neged the whole size of the heart, but only neged Dam Aleiv Lechut, that the Shaladura is reference to the case where the heart was salted in an uncut state. But because if the heart wasn't even salted, how can the Shaladura say we just require Shishim neged the dam contained in the heart? How about the dam amuvle? So there is no doubt, as far as the pshat in the Shaladura is concerned, we must limit it to the case where it was salted. But the Shaila is in the pshat in the Torah. So the Mashal says that the tool is not even chilik and the shaladure. So many poskim are chilik and the mashal, and they say, of course, it goes without saying that the shaladure will be made in a case where the heart wasn't salted. So then we require shishim neged the whole size of the heart. But the Shaladura Shita is, Shaladura Shita is that if it was salted, as far as determining the volume of the dam contained in the halal lake, that can fairly be determined. That's the Shahidura Shite, and the Mashal says that there is no machlekes, the tour is not chilek. However, the other post can say, no, that the tour shite is, because since the tour says stam, and he says, Avon Bishli Gulikriye is Osea, Achei Sama Kenegdalev, and the Mechaba also, he says stam, he doesn't say, Avon Bishli Gulikriye, he should say Avon Bishli. He just says Avon Bishle Glitriye. So it means even with Melech. So that means that the Tur and the Mechaber, they hold that even when it was salted, so the salting certainly extracted the Dama Muvle B'Deifan Alei, but as far as determining the exact quantity of dam contained the halal lake, that we cannot either, even approximately, because of course we can measure after we tear open, so we can measure the exact quantity of dam contained after the bishul, but we don't know how much dam got lost in the course of the bishul. Some dam was nivla in the deifan alei, some dam probably evaporated. So the melee, the two shite is that even in the case where the heart was salted, so we still have to be mishaya shishin keneged holei, because it's difficult to determine exactly how much dam was contained before the bishul in the halal. All right. So udvor avir enika before we divratu di my ratu v'nivla in shaya prima luya dinu kamunofit menei. No, but the answer is no, but we don't know. We can measure how much dam there is now after the bishul, but that will not tell us how much dam was there contained in the halal lake before the bishul. Because of it, mashal, the mushet ha'avos v'nivach malei, v'nizbashel ka, v'amudin da'a v'samah d'egel da'a malei. De'ef shashim v'samah ha'kirin d'egel da'a malei. V'nivah d'o l'mai seyish l'hachmir, כי דאס עמו להצריך סמך נגד כל הלגי בכל דאר. So in other words, so the Taz assumed, while the Taz assumed that the Marshal's pshat in the Torah is incorrect, is sound, but as far as the Ramo is concerned, the Ramo certainly it appears, because, first of all, here it doesn't say Dafke if it wasn't salted. And then the Ramo interes Chatos explicitly is chilek on the marshal. So the mele, so it's mistaber that the Ramo here in Zagoyes was not raised. So he says, V'nira do emaisi yishlahak me kidas Ramo, latsu samach nege kolat gay, v'chol gav, v'rayo ma shekosat ma'avil, etakti b'seif simen ze, d'hoyo nilach mizbashe, v'akil hoche, hitzrich samach nege kolat gay, u'mi yokil negdei shu'u gotum shebachem. So at first he says, Udvor v'nirin mika b'firish divratu. So, but, l'maise, he passed this like Ramo, that we require shishi, neged the whole lave, even in a case where the lave in an uncut state was open. Alright, now, v'afiru v'di'i kesamech, the Ramo says, halev atzmios. Halev atzmios. So even if there is samech, so halev atzmios. So the Ramo says, the Taz says, the dam shebelev misyamish b'sefer. Misyamish b'sefer. Now let's see the shah, Sidgim. The chibeli kapil. The alpha dam, the gabi dam, the emu yamu yamu chibeli kapil. So that was the kashe that the Agoy Sharadure raised. So what was the teretz by the Agoy Sharadure, Mishim Mari? That's the Thomas Adeshen in Mari. So what the teretz? Because since his derech Adam shall live with his yavish, so minimally the status of Adam played. That's one teretz. But then there's another teretz. ואף אגב לדם בין לא ימרינו כי זה לקפת וכדי לי ריסים אין סמכתס שם הגדולים דשיה ואין זה מהנה על קופונים שעושה דריבי על גולי אחר ורקייה וגב לידי מחשב דם פייטר כי קוסר ותנסה לתות לבי סוד יצרה בטרץ it's not the same terrace that the Marie mentions, but the Tumisadeh mentions. In other words, it's so in that Machlokes Hashem. Because we see in that Gemara, there are three shittes. There is the shitte of Rashi and the Rambam. That's the biggest school that the channeling, the Shia, remains in the stone of the Gemara, in the Mele, and it applies it into a case of Bishop. It applies it into a case of Bishop. A case of Bishop. Then there is the Shita of Tesis that channeling the Shia does not remain in Maskon of the Gemara. The Gemara only mentioned it there three about, but since we passed it, like the Gemara of Hayu Yase Ishore, because Kibili Kapilte, we don't have to resolve channeling the Shia. So it's on the basis of Kibili Kapilte. If it's on the basis of Kibili Kapilte, so familiar, then the question arises. So, how can we apply to Billy Kachelte and Gabi Damben? So that's the Magis Teret. That's the Akei Shaludur and Bishim Magis Teret. That since is the derech of the Dam Shalalev, this Yabish Techlole, so it has the status of Dam Plate. So the Magis Teret can hold true according to Teis Veshite. That according to Maskone of Gemore, so the reason is why we call it an Evalov is based upon Kibili Kachpeyote. So then, the question arises, what is done there? So we have to say like Mavi. Mashayim came, then there is the third Chitel, the Ramban, that to channeling the Shia does remain in Maskone of Gemore. But it doesn't mean Shia absolutely, completely smooth. It means it is relatively smooth. In other words, the pores are very, very slight, very, very minute. So we may lay, even though it's down the end, this is what the Shach says, and that will hold true according to the Ramban Shite. Even though it is down the end, but since it is Shia, so al the Tzliye, it's Mutali Gamre. It is Mutali Gamre. Why is it Mutali Gamre? Because since it's relatively smooth, so there couldn't be substantial bleed, but only very little bleed. And the little will consist of thinned out droplets of dam. Because those droplets of dam that had not been thinned out will not even be capable of being nibla, because the pores are very slight. So the melee, it has a deen like dumpling. So, in other words, the tenets of the Mavi can hold true according to Teisashi. And the tenets that the Shach mentions, in the name of the Teres Hatos, can hold true according to Rambamshi. King Kosin Teres Hatos on the base. Vuhutzach le Tamzer Yisvoras Ayish Machmiri, Shekosa Bagwe, Leser Boso, Shenilach, Shenilach Himei. Now let's see the whole. We should have gone over the whole Hagoye Samoth before we start. But you will be the Kesamer, Haleiv, Atzmi Osa, Vihitleif Liat, Sovi Balei. So the Ramos says that even if it is the Risamer, so how it acts when he's also why? So the task is the dam should love me. Shall we say King does not go in shall do it? Now the Shach says the same thing, but more about this in Siv Zayin. How it acts when he's also a dam because I'm getting excited or something more. We should not be back when shall do it. We should be coming. A dam should love me. Shall be when he shall be pulling the collar. We ain't here to the hoods. We hold you yourself. So in other words. So since it becomes right up, so even though the Rishishim, so it's still awesome. Why do we say the Rishishim? So everything is Mutar. Why? Because usually, if there is shishim, so there is even distribution. In other words, so that is only true if every chtichas bosom in the gdeire is equally ready to be paid, like any other chtichas. But here, in the gdeire, he has the half, and he has other chtichas of bosom. The other chtichas of bosom, so the thing that was nigla in there didn't dry up so much. So the mele, it's more ready to be paid. Mashrim came the heart, so the drops of blood that was nibla in the heart, on account of the fact that it became dried up, so it's reluctant to come out from the heart. In other words, it's not so susceptible to plate it. So the mele, even though there is chicken, because the leiv, on account of the fact that the dam is established b'seichel, is not as quick in being paid that dam as the other chtiches bosom. So in other words, so it remains us. So, v'yiklif mi'atzov v'valei. Why is v'yiklif mi'atzov v'valei? So, the Gro explains it very simply. Because here, we are talking of the case where he was mivashik, beloikri. But, so on the contrary, so we see, from the Gro also we see, that there are more, the Ramo and the Mechaber, they have reference to the case where he was Melech. Avon Bishle Yerikriye, in other words, but Melech, the heart he was. But it was in an uncut state. So he's Melech. Now, so there are two problems. First of all, there is the problem of the Blier that took place in the course of the Bishle process. But since the Mechaber and the Ramo have reference to the case where the person salted the heart in an uncut state, and then he put it in the pot to be boiled. So b'meile muliach harik v'seach. So before he even cooked it, so it became osir. And on the score of the aloche of muliach harik v'seach. But what is the extent of the blie through muliach harik v'seach? Only can it flip it. Can it flip it? So mele, so even if there is shishim neged alei, so the lei batzmi is osa. Because the down in the lei is misyadish, so mele doesn't come out so quickly. So mele, so that remains osa. And in addition, he has to peel off in the periphery of the lei. Why? Because the periphery of the lei became contaminated even before we put it in the pot. Because the Berika Peltei, what they are. So these are the Rishayim, that's in accordance with the Rishayim who say that in the Maskone of the Gemore, so the deal of the Mishnah is based upon the principle of the Berika Peltei. The Berika Peltei. Mashen can according to the Rishayim, who say that Kibele Kachpeute, that the reason as to why the Mishnah says Likorei Neiver Olov, is because of Lshanalei Dishie, not Kibele Kachpeute. Now, if it's based, like the Ramban Shite, if it's based upon the concept of Shanalei Dishie, not Kibele Kachpeute, so the Mela, then we say that in Chaname, that this dam, that in respect to this dam, we cannot apply the principle of Kibbele Kapeute. We cannot apply the principle of Kibbele Kapeute because it's dam there. In other words, and we do not say that on account of the fact that it has a tendency to dry up, so merely it has the status of dam plate. So these Rishayim hold in Ochaname that the dam that is contained, the fluid dam that is contained in the Chalalei, does not have the status of dam plate. It has the status of dam beer. Dam beer. So why is the heart muter? Because Shanalei the Shia. But not exactly like the Rambam and Rashi. So in other words, it doesn't mean absolutely Shia, but it means it's relatively smooth. So in Mele, it is smooth enough so that there couldn't be any bliyeth with sleep. But for Bishul, there could be bliyeth. So in Mele, so then only the lady is muter. But the other chtiches posok that are cooked together with it, so that is also not only cooked, I mean that will nimlach together with it is also. So that's what he says. V'yeish machmir be'yafil b'nichet le'eser shol poso shenim lachimim. V'yeimrim, yolu yamvin on kibir ikach pinti gavi dam alei v'akone v'sichet gavi dam mamesh v'lu yimichre dam pleite v'amineg v'hoki. So in other words, the minig is to be made to live l'lichet, not to asa. The adach tichet poso that will nilach Anyway, so the Rambam mentions the Shiras HaRishayim that say that even if the heart without being cut open was nimlach together with adach tichas bosor on the salting board, so then the adach tichas bosor remain osa. The adach tichas bosor remain osa. Why? Because moliach hareyu kereseach. But the mechaba said, no, it doesn't become osa. Kibbeh likach peyote. And when mechaba said, molchim likore kirach amulchose imuta, apal pishen nimlach im adam shebisechei, dikibbeh likach peyote, so the mechaba meant, even if the adach tichas bosor happened to be very shone. Now, the halacha is, in regard to Moliach HaRei Kaseach, that if it's a dova kochush, so then the extent of bliya is only to the quicker. But if it's a dova shame, so then it's matliya bikule. Now, when the Bechava said, Molchem likore kirach am lechosei, umuta rav al pishen nimlach im adam shebisechei, dechidele kachpeyote, so the melee it means, even in the case where the adach tichas bosor happened to be very shomer, fat, so then it's mifakeya bekulei, ful moliach arei kaseya. But in this case, it doesn't tassel at all. Why? Because kibele kachpeyote. Mashe'in kei, according to the Agoye Shalidure, who says that the other bosor is also. Why? Because we don't say kibele kachpeyote in respect to the dam that is komus b'seich ha-chalal alei. And the Kimta of the Gemore, the explanation by the Gemore of Shanarei Vishia remains in Maskone. So it's not on the basis of Kibele Kachpeyote. So let's say the Ramban Shite. So the Ramban say even though the Gemore in the Hadamah, oh, now, the Vandale Dondal, Omar Rabbi, Heimel Yaisa Shom. So in other words, if he took, let's say, a clay or a tarnigel, and he filled it up with a certain filling inside in the halal tarnigel, in the halal clay, so it's muta. And then he boiled it, so it's muta. So the Gemara says, name is Halei, Halei Kirei Meitzi Es Dome. So according to the Rambam, that this remains in the Maskona of the Gemara. In other words, so it's true, the Hava of the Gemara was The Haramin of the Gemara was that it's based, the din of the Mishnah was based upon the principle of Hebraic ability. So according to the Haramin of the Gemara, if the Agoyish Ardure would be made, that according to the Haramin of the Gemara, so we would have to say that the dam, the fluid dam that is contained in the Chalul Aleih has the status of dam plate, because it has its tendency, it has a tendency to dry up, to dry up. But that's called the Haramin Gemara. But once the Gemara says Shanaleh the Shia, but Shia does not mean absolutely Shia, but it means relatively Shia. In other words, it's free, so it is smooth enough to prevent any bleeding. So that means that the Gemara is saying, no, Kibbelikach Peyote has nothing to do with this din of the Mishnah. Because assuming that the din of Rabbi is right, Haimalaisi Shayen, we do pass like Rabbi's din. So, but that only applies to Dam Pleite. Mashaikin here is Damer. So the Haman of the Gemara was that it has a din of Dam Pleite, but the Maskon of the Gemara is it does not have a din of Dam Pleite. It has a din of Damer. But why is the way Muter? Because it's smooth. The tissue is smooth. So it doesn't allow anything to be Nivla. To be Nivla al the tree. So the Mele, the tissue of the heart does not allow anything to be Nivla. But the tissue of the heart has also that are in contact with the heart, so that certainly allows that to be Nivla. And we do not say that it is that Kibir Kahilte, because that is a din of Dam Bien, of Dam Bien. This is the Shite of the Agoy Shalidure. But, so why does the Rambo say, V'yeish machmirin be, hafilu bimliche, le'ese yosho boso shenim lachime, v'yeim rin dole amrino kibili kachpeyote. But, so true, we don't say kibili kachpeyote, because it says, dam hakonus, v'yeseh chalei, has a din of dam be'er, mamesh, v'lo mikra dam pleite. But v'liya chalei kereseyach, ten only v'mavliya kilikulipe, why does the yeish machmirin, why do they answer, dechtichas posa ligamre? The answer is because we are not pkim. So be dovo kochush li dovo shomim. So the mele we treat now everything is a dovo shomim. And since we don't apply according to the Agoy Shalidure, the principle of the Bili Kachpeyote, so the mele the whole chitichas poso that it was nimlach together with that the rain. So that was not emptied out. So the mele becomes osir. Now then Ramos says, Vamine Gohoke, Vichay Nika, the Gamze Mikra Dam Plate, Vishayakunima Beki Belika Peute, neither the Ham the Adam Shibuti is Balil. So he says, so he passed this Likule. So then the question is, he's not Cheshish for the Shita that Goy Shalidure, that the Dam that is called Bezechalei Pesidin of Damel. So why does he say, Vyikli Vyatso Vibalei? So and the Goyen explained that Mishumulicha the Mikore the Isaki the Klipe, but there are more in the end of the Agoye. So he says, Hamulevu Okil, we do not have to be Chayishish for the Shita of Agoye Shabore. The answer is, there are more. He says Hamulevu Okil, because where is according to Agoye Shabore? So if the rain before the dam was emptied out from it. Was Nilach with Adach Tichas Bosar and the salting board. So then all the Adach Tichas Bosar become Bosar completely. Not that they become Bosar and the Klipe, we just have to peel off from the periphery, but they are Bosar completely. Why? Because it has a din of Dam Ben, but Moliach Arei Kerseach is only Mavliach and the Klipe. The answer is because we are not Pkin, so to be Matchim, being Dovah Kochosh with Dovah Shamein, so the Mele we answer it completely. There are more also pastors. That where there is Milicha Mamesh, so we treat everything like a Dovashami. So the Rambam says, in view of the fact that many Rishayim Achayim can't avoid Shalidur. So most Rishayim say that the Dam HaKonus Misichalim does not have the status of Dam Ben. It has the status of Dam Pleite. It has the status of Dam Pleite. So we mele. So true that we have to be chayshish for the shita of the Agoy Shalidure. But to be machmir on top of the chumre of the shitter nagoyin shaladure for the chumre of eilim ptim, that would be too much of the chumre. In other words, because we have respect for kids, because two, that eilim ptim being kochosh lishamim, but it's not like it is. So the melee in this case, where the heart that was not cut open and the dam was not emptied out, and that was salted together with other chesboso, so once we are keli, we peel off at the place of juncture from the other chesboso, so then we certainly don't have to be machmir anymore, because first of all, maybe the halacha is like most Rishonim, most Poskim, who say that the dam hakonos b'sichaleiv has a din of dam plate, either because it has a tendency to dry up, so maybe it has a din of dam plate, or because even according to Ramban, the channel of the Shia does remain in Maskone, but it means al mahane al kolponim shiosei deliblia harbi rakiyat ugabi dey mechso dam plate. So, assuming that the halacha is like a goyish al-dure, maybe it's not a dover shomeh. So, l'chol ha-poches, in the case where it's keli, so certainly, that's the pshat in the Rav. Now let's go back to see him in the shah. The chibili kapeltei, v'af agad v'agdam v'en, v'yavdim on chibili kapeltei, v'chibliu v'simen samachtes, v'seif simen ayin, sham yagabalei v'shiyeh, u'in yedze mechane al-choponim shiyoseh, the Lebuei Harbe, Rakmiya, Ugabidei, Mershav Damreid, King Kosa Bitterasrat Shongin Beis, the Hutzak with Tamzel, as far as I wish Matmir, Kosa Bagoy, Lesser Boso Shedin Rahim, Ainshon, Umari Kosa Bagoy Shalidure.